This is CPR News at KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Jefferson County Public Health has confirmed its first positive case of tularemia, a bacterial disease often transmitted via insects and animals. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The county's first case of 2024 comes in a Wheat Ridge resident. Tularemia can be transmitted to humans through insects, infected animals, contaminated water or food, and airborne bacteria. Public health officials say, though it's rare, prompt treatment with antibiotics is effective, so early diagnosis and medical attention are key. Symptoms include fever and a non-healing skin ulcer at the site of the infection. Best advice? Use insect repellent when outside and avoid all contact with squirrels or rabbits in your yard. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Bureau of Land Management is moving forward with a conservation plan for the Gunnison sage grouse. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The BLM would set a one-mile buffer area around Gunnison sage grouse breeding habitats in southwestern Colorado and southeastern Utah. The amended plan would also designate a new backcountry conservation area and three new areas of critical environmental concern. It would impact more than 2 million acres across the two states. BLM Colorado State Director Doug Vilsack says this step will help ensure the Gunnison sage grouse remains viable. The governors of both states have 60 days to review the plan, while a 30-day window for others who would be impacted also starts. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A beautiful day on tap across the state this Saturday. In Denver, mostly sunny and 91. In Colorado Springs, mostly sunny and 87. And in Grand Junction, mostly sunny and 95 degrees. This is CPR News in KRCC. Good morning.